TED Audio Collective.
It's TED Talks Daily. I'm Elise Hugh. We've already been through a lot with the pandemic of 2020, but what if it were still with us in 2041 and kept us indoors and avoidant of other humans for years? That's the question that speculative fiction writer Chen Cho-Fan asks us to consider in today's talk, recorded for TED Monterey in 2021. This imagination of the future really got me thinking about how we're living and what we're doing in the present.
Welcome to the Canva guided meditation for stress at work. Impending deadline? Generate Canva presentations in seconds.
So fast.
Brainstorm got too big? Ooh. Summarize with AI in a click. Writer's block? Release with Canva Magic Write. Stress less and save time at Canva.com. Designed for work.
Canva. Apple Card is the perfect cash back rewards card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase, every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
It's 2041. The world is even stranger than fiction, full of astonishing technologies and scientific advances. But there's still one thing that is very familiar. COVID is still with us. We've just figured out how to live with it. You haven't been outside of your apartment for 3 years. The pandemic of 2021 traumatized you. You still have the nightmares about losing your grandparents, and despite advances. Fear of infection has kept you inside and isolated. You've just found out that the lover you met in an immersive online game has flown halfway around the world to meet you. But now he's quarantined in the hospital, stricken with a new extremely virulent variant of the virus. It looks like he might die even before you meet him. You've decided you've got to venture out into the dangerous world beyond your four walls. Luckily, there are robots to help you. Your housekeeping robot takes you to a special elevator reserved for robots only, allowing you to completely avoid people. It's scrummed with all manners of bots. Delivery bot, cleaning bot, senior care bot, dog walking bot. Even the walls and ceiling are covered with this infection bot. They resemble insects. You cautiously step out on the street for the first time, eyeing the passersby with suspicion. You rely on your Safety Circle app on your mobile devices to keep you safe. It alerts you with a vibration or buzz if potential virus carriers step too close. The biosensor membranes on your inner wrist display real-time physiological data, including the expiration of various vaccines. And yours are 3 years out of date. Without this electric identification film, you definitely can't get to the hospital or anywhere as is needed to access transportation. Meanwhile, your device streams real-time medical status of your dying lover, making it hard not to panic. You race against the clock. Will you make it in time? Can you even get there? You can. Thanks to AI automated processes, it was possible to synthesize a quick fix drug for your lover. And technologies such as AlphaFold will accelerate the speed of vaccine development from years to weeks. So, what else could happen in 2041? Anti-fade detectors are part of the standard configuration for cybersecurity. The abuse of technologies such as deepfake to spread rumor and hatred, increase conflicts, and tear the society apart is a thing of the past. Real personalized learning finally arrives with customized AI companions that calibrate creativity, communication, and compassion to each individual equally. Educational technology no longer exacerbates class divisions. With digital twins enabled by natural language processing and XR technologies, Kobe Bryant, Maradona, and Whitney Houston will be reborn and become immortal virtual characters in your customized entertainment experience. 2041 is just around the corner, only 20 years away. And most of us watching this talk will, if lucky enough, be alive to experience it. That's why, together with the artificial intelligence expert Dr. Kai-Fu Lee, I chose to write a book that blends science fiction realism with the analysis not just of technology, but also the big ideas that animate technology. When most think of AI in science fiction, it's often dystopian. HAL 9000, Terminator, Ex Machina, the AI always feels competitive, hostile, the outlook for humanity, bleak. But with our book, we explore a different approach. We spend almost 2 years visiting labs and AI scientists, entrepreneurs, researchers, and scholars, trying to figure out the most realistic roadmap of AI development over the next 20 years. The AI technology we research into for the book range from natural language processing to GPT-3 to augmented mixed virtual reality, computer vision, GANs, brain-computer interfaces. We put all this solid know-how into predictions and futuristic storytellings, setting 10 different cities all around the world. It was not easy to tell stories in that way. But without disregarding AI's faults and nuances, Kai-Fu and I endeavored to portray a future where AI technology could influence individuals and societies positively. We wish to represent how individuals from disparate cultures and industries with different identities would react to the future shock induced by AI. Let's get back to 2021, the present. The pandemic still spans the world. The people are still unemployed, isolated from friends, family, and nature. Will AI really can solve all these problems? From modern submarine to the laser gun, from mobile phones to CRISPR, many scientists will admit inspiration from fiction. Imagination does shape the world. So for every future we wish to create, we must first learn to imagine it. By imagining the future through science fiction, we can even step in, make changes, and actively play a role in shaping our reality. Thank you.